Part 22, Chapter 1. The Bolbod punchcraft was quite clear on the screen. Cylindrical, a small miniature of the Bolbod war vessel from which it came, it was about to make its landing near the dam. The small gray man sat in his small gray office and watched. He was mildly interested in a detached sort of way. He was very glad he had asked his communications officer to install the racks and extra screens. A Jambachow war vessel had joined them, commanded by an officer in glittering gold scales and eyes where his mouth ought to be. Had been informed of the situation, had been told that they didn't know yet whether this was the one, had agreed to join the combined force, and was now in orbit with the rest. The Jambachow face was now on its own view screen, watching, like the rest, the outcome of this punch, as the Bolbod called it. Six screens, five of them with intent faces, the sixth carrying the long-range view of this raid. For the last few days, the small gray man had felt much better. It had been a good idea to go down and see that old woman again. She had been certain it could not have been her Yarb tea that had caused his indigestion. Had he drunk anything in some heathen country? Well, never mind. Drink this buttermilk. He had drunk the buttermilk. It was quite cold and good to taste, and shortly his indigestion had greatly eased. But the old woman had not let it go at that. A cousin in some distant past had sent some plants to some ancestors of hers, and they were still flourishing up the hill near the spring. It was called peppermint, and she would go get some. And she had, steering a bit wide around the parked spaceship. The green leaves had a pleasant aroma, and he had chewed some, and astonishingly, his indigestion eased even more. She had given him a whole pocketful of the leaves. The small gray man had tried to pay her, but she wouldn't have it. She said it was just the neighborly thing to do. He had persisted, however, and she finally said, well, there was a Swedish colony up the coast she was never able to talk to. And that thing around his neck, the one he talked into and it talked English, would it talk Swedish? He'd been happy to give it to her. He had several, and had changed its microplates while sitting pleasantly on a bench outside her door, with both the dog and the cow seemingly quite interested in what he was doing. It had been a pleasant afternoon. The Bolbod punchcraft banged down near the overgrown walkway at the dam. They were carrying a demolition kit.
I thought this was just a probe,
said the Hoven.
Didn't we agree they were just to discover what those people had done down at the dam?
They had watched the terrestrial antics around them, had seen them blow up a bunch of trees, and their curiosity had been greatly aroused. No heat had accompanied the eruption of trees, and nothing had burned.
If we use demolition on the dam, it could become political.
I command my own crew,
rumbled the Bolbod on his screen. That was the trouble with combined forces. Everyone tried to run everybody else's ship. But combined force had been his idea, so he couldn't say much more. There had been three Bolbod crewmen in the punchcraft. The first one, carrying the demolition kit, was followed at some distance by the other two. The faces on the view screens were very intent as they followed this operation. It was their first probe down to the surface. The small gray man had tended to advise against it, but this was a military matter. They all knew that one must test the enemy's defenses.